Hell Yes Life, episode 16. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. All right, Hell Yes Lifers, welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. I am Norman Bell. I am so glad you're here. This is another solo episode of the podcast, and this is part of our little mini series about the five steps to achieving your Hell Yes Life, and we are on step two. If you haven't heard step one yet, go back and listen. I would encourage you to. Or let's just dive right in. So step two of the Hell Yes Life process is to create your Hell Yes vision. So in step one, we needed to answer the question, what is your Hell Yes? I mean, we got to start somewhere, right? And as I encourage you to do, I encourage you to write for 10 minutes, turn this into a practice of exploring, kind of getting below the logical mind into your intuitive mind that will hopefully present you with some answers so you can start to, get a clearer picture of what your Hell Yes is. Now, a caveat there, you may have more than one Hell Yes. I know that I do, but so we're not going to worry about that right now. Like, oh, but what about this? I've got this, this, and this are my Hell Yeses. We're going to pick one for now, okay? And or maybe all three or four or five of them are a part of your Hell Yes, but we're not going to worry too much about that. Again, that's the logical mind trying to throw up blockers to keep you from moving forward. With this step, now hopefully you found your Hell Yes. Congratulations. Me, for example, one of my big Hell Yeses is public speaking. I almost consider this a form of public speaking. So this is right up my alley. But whatever that is for you, it doesn't have to be public speaking. It doesn't have to be anything in particular. I always come back to this example of knitting scarves. You know, if knitting scarves really lights you up, then that's your Hell Yes or one of your Hell Yeses. It could be climbing mountains. It could be music, as it is for one of our upcoming guests, Ed Roman. It could be any number of things. So hopefully you've started to hone in on that in step one. Maybe you wrote down a few moments that you remember from your life when you were 17 or 5 or 22 or whatever, when you really lit up when you did something, right? So I want you to kind of capture that. And now we're going to take that into step two, which is to create your Hell Yes vision. And you may have, if you've been listening to this show, you may be familiar with the term I use when I'm talking to our guests. It's the term cringeworthy vision. What's your cringeworthy vision? And by cringeworthy vision, I mean not that there's anything wrong with your vision. It's not cringeworthy like because it's bad, but because it's so big that it makes you cringe to think about telling other people about it. Now, I want to read you a few quotes about creating a vision, just to get us started and get us in the mindset here. So here's just a few quotes. If you can dream it, you can do it. And that's a quote by Walt Disney. And if you listen to episode 7 with Peter Faisa, he tells the story of Walt Disney and Walt Disney's repeated failures before he ever broke through to success. Now, if Walt Disney had not had a vision in his mind of what he wanted to create, he would have easily probably taken one of those failures to mean, I'm not meant to do this, right? So we need to have a destination for where we're going. And that destination can change as things develop. You know, our visions can evolve, but we need to at least have a starting point. Just throw something out there, right? Not worrying about whether it's quote unquote right. Here's another quote. The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it is too low and we reach it. Michelangelo. So again, cringeworthy vision. We want to go big. I want to hear you talking about winning the Academy Award or writing a New York Times bestselling book or any number of things that seem like they're out of reach, you know? if you think that you can achieve this, or it's an easy path to achieve, it's probably not a big enough vision. You need to be thinking about a vision where your logical mind is like, I have no idea how I would ever do that. You don't need to know. You don't need to know. You just set the intention out there. And my experience has been, and I know a lot of other people's experience has been as well, that once that intention is out there, the universe can conspire with you and things start to come about that otherwise wouldn't have happened, right? Here's another quote. The very essence of leadership is that you have a vision. It's got to be a vision you articulate clearly and forcefully on every occasion. You can't blow an uncertain trumpet. Okay, especially that last part of the quote. You can't blow an uncertain trumpet. And that's by Theodore Hesburgh. Now, that's the same sort of thing. You know, you can't get to a destination if you don't know what the destination is, right? You know, we use a map to get from point A to point B. Now, again, if point B may change, but we at least have to start somewhere, right? And we, you know, same thing. We can't blow an uncertain trumpet. We can't say, well, I kind of think that this is sort of what I want to do. Now, don't beat yourself up if that's where you're at right now, because that's where most of us are at most of the time. We're not really clear about this. But by taking these steps and choosing to focus on this, you're choosing to get clearer about what it is you want to do with your precious life. So it's great. Now, again, with this quote, I don't want you to beat yourself up and think you're pathetic or anything, but I still think this is a useful quote. The most pathetic person in the world is someone who has sight but has no vision. Helen Keller. I mean, coming from Helen Keller, it's like, geez, that's pretty powerful, right? And here's a last quote. You cannot depend on your eyes when your imagination is out of focus. Mark Twain. Okay, so we want to get ourselves in focus, in clarity, and know, well, you know, like we decided in step one, we were going to find our hell yes, and then we're going to, you know, decide where do we want to go with this, right? We want to get in focus, and we want to develop our vision. So I thought that I would, you know, put this out there and share my vision with you, you know, put my money where my mouth is sort of thing. Now, this is part of a kind of a prayer, meditation, vision thing that I read every morning. And this is something that I would recommend that you do as well when you develop your vision. You need to kind of let this seep into your consciousness. So it's not like we write it, put it in a drawer, and never think about it again. We need it to be we need to marinate in this, right? So here's my cringeworthy vision. I am the owner, founder, and CEO of HellYesLife.com. I have a delightful, highly successful personal development business and am a sought-after speaker, seminar, and webinar leader, coach, podcast host, author, and spiritual teacher. I launch the Hell Yes Life podcast in perfect timing. It features amazing guests sharing stories and thoughts about their Hell Yes Life and solo episodes where I share personal stories about my Hell Yes Life. I write a best-selling book, A Hell Yes Life, Your Guide to Coming Alive, that features a unique mix of my humor, honesty, authenticity, engaging storylines, and enlightening lessons. I create the HYL Summit, the HYL Foundation, HYL Adventures, the HYL Worldwide Coaching Program. I teach Omega Institute classes and Oprah Network classes, and I am featured on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. Oh, cringe! I'm cringing to share that with you. I make an amazingly abundant living doing what I love and know to be my true purpose in life. I travel regularly for work and for pleasure to domestic and international locations, including to tropical islands where I conduct retreats and go on vacation with my family. I make a positive impact on the world and am of service and provide inspiration to millions of people worldwide. Now, that's just a part of my vision. And again, that's evolving. That may change, but that's a pretty big vision. I'm pretty happy with that. And I read that to myself every single day. For now, we're going to do the same thing that we did in step one. We're going to set our timers for 10 minutes, And we're going to do some free writing around what is my cringeworthy vision. So again, you know, in case you didn't listen to step one, we're trying to bypass the logical mind that's sort of like, let me think about this. What would be possible to achieve? No, we're going way beyond what's possible to achieve. We're going to go into the realm of, that seems impossible. I don't know how I would ever do that. I want you to go there. Okay. So if you're an actor, I want to hear about your, you know, Tony Award winning performance, your Academy Award winning performance. If you're a mountain climber, I want to hear about Everest or, you know, Kilimanjaro, whatever it is. But I want to hear big. And I'd like to, you know, see you if you dare to sign up at our Facebook Facebook page, our private Facebook group, which you can access from hellyeslife.com, and post there a little bit about, or a lot about, your cringeworthy vision. Just put it out there. I just put mine out there, so I dare you to do the same. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up now. So you can get to work, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode, where we'll talk about step three. So in the meantime, let's do a hell yes together. What do you say? 1, 2, 3, hell yes! All right, that was a good one, peeps. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes Life.